Well, good Wednesday afternoon here on September the 2nd. This is the long-term care provider call. I want to remind you that all calls are muted and the session is being recorded. We'll hold all of the questions for the Q&A session, which will be held toward the end. As always, you can contact us at 405-271-6868 if you have any questions. Or you can just simply send us an email to ltc@health.ok.gov. And also we have a lot of our COVID-19 resources on our website, and that is ltc.health.ok.gov. First up today, we're going to turn over to Paula Terrell, our manager survey. Paula.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to give an update on our infection prevention monitoring plan that facilities have been turning in to us. This is 98% complete. We have 9 left that have not been approved yet. And then the second thing I want to talk about is the requirement of nursing homes to notify families of the COVID status in facilities. There's a new F-tag related to this. It's F-885. And what this tag says is that facilities are to inform residents, their representatives, of families of those residing in facilities by 5 p.m. the next calendar day following the occurrence of either a single confirmed infection of COVID-19 or 3 or more residents or staff with new onset of respiratory symptoms occurring within 72 hours of each other. They also need to include information on mitigating actions that they're implementing to prevent or reduce the risk of transmission, and also information about whether normal operations of the facility will be altered. And then they also have to include any cumulative updates for residents, their representatives, and families by at least weekly or by 5 p.m. the next calendar day following the subsequent occurrence of either a confirmed infection of COVID-19 or when there are 3 or more residents with new onset of respiratory symptoms that occur within 72 hours of each other. And that's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Paula. Next, I'd like to go to our Senior Director, Dr. Latrina Frazier.
Hello, I apologize for my tardiness. So I wanted to first start with a general update. We are in the process of having revisions to you on the reopening plan. It is rounding leadership right now, and we're waiting on comments for that. We expect definitely a release by next week to give you additional guidance on reopening, specifically the changes center around visitation and just a clear definition and a defining opportunities for the orange and the red and the differences. So we're hoping that that will clarify for our providers that are struggling with some of the language that was in the prior. The next thing I'm going to speak about is the CLIA CMS QSO Memo 20-37. With this, what we are wanting to make sure that our nursing homes know is that we have had a CLIA call yesterday. We were informed that as of 3 weeks from today, citations would be possible if a facility is testing above their certificate. One of the most significant pieces is that CLIA has also been instructed that 5% of our surveys will be applied to that CLIA waiver, which is inclusive of some other types. So it's not all CLIA, but all the waiver, the certificate of waiver, but that is inclusive of that 5%. So it is possible that a CLIA surveyor could enter your facility for a CLIA survey. When we do that, one of the things that we're looking for is just compliance to ensure that you are not operating outside of your certificate of waiver. Thus, the reason that we took the approach of asking all facilities to update their CLIA certificates, because we have to ensure that if you are completing COVID testing, that it is identified on your CLIA application. If you have any questions in reference to your certificate of waiver, in reference to what you are able to do or not do, please do not hesitate to contact our CLIA office. Our telephone number is 405-271-6576, or you can email medicalfacilities@health.ok.gov, and the CLIA staff, including their supervisor, is always monitoring to ensure that we answer your questions timely. One of the things that is associated with the citations is the civil money penalties. From our understanding, it is $1,000 for the first day and $500 for consecutive days following. That is really all that we have been advised of in reference to that. But the next thing I would like to speak to is the antigen testing machines. What we do want you to understand is that the antigen testing machines have been identified as part of that wave testing allowance. An antibody testing machine is not. It is a different complexity, and we right now have no antibody testing machines that fall under the wave testing. So if you have any additional questions about that, or maybe prior to all of this guidance, you got your hands on an antibody testing machine, please feel free to reach out to us so that we can assist you with knowing how to document, how to make sure that we help you with compliance, concerns that you may have to make sure that you have all of the things that you need to stay in compliance with your CLIA certificate of waiver. The next thing is the discharge from hospitals. I am thankful that Janine is assisting with that, and hopefully we'll have an updated guidance to you soon. I think the biggest news that I have for you for today is the PPE from the state stockpile. So, Big Commerce, which is our state stockpile website, should be back up and running tomorrow or Friday, I would expect. There have been some changes, so it is now more user-friendly. The methodology has been set up so that you do not order by brand. The ordering is item-specific. The website to actually find Big Commerce, the okppe.mybigcommerce, has not changed, but there is a policies page that has been established. We do encourage you to look at that. It merely says that Big Commerce is not a vendor. We are there for resources for emergency needs related to supply chain disruption. So it is the expectation that all that access Big Commerce are actively seeking supply chain access, and that you know that there are limitations to the orders. There is a login that must occur to place an order, and you will be required for those items that you are ordering to identify at minimum three vendors, which you were unable to provide, that were unable to provide the product. What this is also going to do is to allow us to reach out to those vendors, to remove vendors that are not able to get supplies and PPE to you in an accurate and timely manner, to remove those from the list. Big Commerce will also have a list that will provide vendors for you that we know have the capabilities to assist in meeting your needs. You cannot see the list unless you are logged into Big Commerce, just like you cannot place an order unless you are logged in to Big Commerce. I know that in the past you have been able to reach out to your RMRS if you need an order. What we are asking is for everyone to place their order through BigCommerce. The reason being is so that we can manage the supplies to make sure that we do have what we need, because on top of meeting those emergent needs, we are also responsible to ensure that in the event there is a surge and all supply chains go away, we want to be able to meet the needs of the providers as well as the residents and patients for the state of Oklahoma. Once your order is put into BigCommerce,